Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here. Everything's great on my end, thanks for asking. How about you? What can I help you with today?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Mary from Dasha AI, nice to connect.
Yes, I've definitely heard of Dasha AI. You're known for your advanced conversational AI platform, right? I'd love to hear more about what you offer and how you help companies like Vector Solutions. What's the scoop?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio, Mary. No worries, I'm all ears.
Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? Many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and personalizing outreach at scale. It's often about balancing automation with that human touch. How does Dasha AI tackle those challenges uniquely?
Tell me more about balancing automation with that human touch in your outreach.
Great question. Well, the magic is in using AI that sounds and responds like a real person. No robotic scripts here. Dasha AI's platform can handle natural conversations, adapting to how people speak, which keeps interactions engaging and authentic. It's like having a super smart assistant who never gets tired but still feels personal. That way you automate the repetitive parts but keep the warmth and nuance that build trust. Does that sound like something your team could benefit from?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you use Dasha AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Ah, I love that forward thinking. If Dasha AI exceeded expectations in a year, I'd imagine a few things. The steady stream of qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle, sales teams spending more time closing deals instead of chasing cold contacts, and overall revenue growth that feels both sustainable and exciting. Plus, the AI would be seamlessly handling conversations with a natural, human-like flow, freeing up your team to focus on strategy and relationships. How close is that to your vision?
What do you mean by sustainable and exciting revenue growth? Why is that important to you?
Good point. By sustainable revenue growth, I mean steady, reliable increases in income that don't just spike and drop, but build a solid foundation for the future. Exciting growth means hitting milestones that energize the whole team and open new opportunities. It's important because it keeps the business healthy long-term and motivates everyone involved. Plus, it means you're not just surviving, you're thriving. Does that align with what you're aiming for?
Tell me more about building that solid foundation for the future.
Sure thing. Building a solid foundation means creating consistent processes and systems that keep bringing in quality leads and converting them over time, not just quick wins that fizzle out. With Dasha AI, that foundation is powered by smart automation that learns and improves, so your outreach gets sharper and more effective. It's about setting your business up to grow steadily, adapt to changes, and keep customers coming back. That way, you're not just chasing short-term gains, but investing in lasting success. How does that fit with your current goals?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to today, some common challenges businesses face include limited time and resources to reach enough quality leads, difficulty personalizing outreach at scale, and managing follow-ups without losing track. Plus, juggling all that while trying to keep the sales pipeline full can be overwhelming. Does any of that sound familiar? What's top of mind for you right now?
What are all the ways limited time and resources, difficulty personalizing outreach, and managing follow-ups are affecting the business right now?
Great follow-up. Limited time and resources often mean missed opportunities. Leads slip through the cracks because there's just not enough bandwidth to reach everyone effectively. Difficulty personalizing outreach can make messages feel generic, so prospects don't engage as much. And managing follow-ups manually? That's a recipe for dropped conversations and slower sales cycles. Altogether, these issues can slow growth and frustrate your team.
Does that match what you're experiencing?
Can you go a bit deeper on how slower sales cycles and dropped conversations are impacting your team and growth?
Absolutely. Slower sales cycles mean deals take longer to close, which ties up your team's time and delays revenue coming in. Dropped conversations can lead to lost trust and missed chances to build relationships, so prospects might turn to competitors instead. For the team, it's frustrating and can lower morale when efforts don't convert as expected. Overall, it slows momentum and makes hitting growth targets tougher.
Does that resonate with what you're seeing?
Wow.
It sounds like slower sales cycles, lost trust from dropped conversations, and team frustration are really holding you back. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in? Of course, take your time.